Hello, my name's Aaron Duncan, and I stand here today a redeemed man, saved by the grace of God, and although my sin history is long and painful, I know that Christ has taken those sins to the grave and that I'm free from those chains. If someone would have told me that I would be serving in a church 9 years ago, I would have told them that they were crazy. You see, 9 years ago, I suffered the hardest loss of my life. My mother, Judy, took her life. It was Monday, July 16th, 2007. I'd just gotten off work and was driving home. I was talking to my mom, who wanted to come stay with me for a while due to some severe depression and anxiety she was experiencing. Not wanting to deal with her or her drama that week, I suggested that she stay at home and come see me in a couple weeks when she was feeling better. She suffered from migraines and was having a bad one that day, so I told her to get some rest and that I would call her that night. Little did I know that that'd be the last conversation I would have with her. The next morning, I had a weird feeling that something might be wrong. I called her over 30 times from the office with no answer. I then called my aunt, who called the neighbor to go check on her. And a few minutes later, my aunt called me back, and my life changed forever. My mom had passed away that morning from an overdose. My world quickly slowed down, and the easiest task became difficult. The days leading up to the funeral, I remember thinking, how could I go through this? I was too angry with God to turn to Him and instead try to rely on my own strength. After the funeral, this dependence on me and me alone continued. You see, my mother had tried to take her life many times before, and in some odd way, I thought I could be enough for her to want to live. When she died, my anger for her blew up, and I turned into that anger, which affected everyone that I cared about. I turned to drinking most nights for comfort and to ease the hate I felt. My relationship with God was non-existent during those dark days. I'd been raised in the church, but I'd left my faith during college. And I'd come back to my faith after college, but the loss of my mom had shaken me to my core. After all, why would I turn to a God that had ignored my prayers, and how could I continue to love a God that left me without a mother? I would find out later that God was there all along and was just waiting for me to open up my heart to Him. In October of 2010, my wife Carolyn made a decision that would change our life forever. We woke up Sunday morning, and I was my typical disagreeable self, not wanting to do anything, especially go to church, and especially go to Watermark. She suggested we go back to the Watermark again, a church we had tried several years ago, which I was dead set against going to. After some strong convincing, I gave in to going to this church that didn't fit my idea of what church should look like. But within 5 minutes of being at Watermark, God had completely changed my heart. For the first time in years, I started to feel my heart soften. God was really there, and He had been there all along, just waiting for me to take the first step. As we started pouring into this church, God started to bless us with amazing friendships and great opportunities to serve. He also continued to soften my heart for my mom, and I slowly started to regain that love for her that I had lost years ago. But I still harbored some anger and resentment, not so much at what I was missing now, but what my wife and little girl would be missing. I also struggled with this shame that a lot of us feel that can be associated with suicide. About 3 years after my mom died, I walked out of a Sunday service where the message was on God's continuous love for us and His forgiveness for us. It was at that point that I had the light bulb moment, and I finally understood what God was trying to show me. How could I expect the forgiveness of all my many, many sins and not offer that same forgiveness to my mom? This was no longer about what I had done or what my mom had done, but instead what God had done for us. She had made a choice that was not hers to make, but God's promise was all that mattered. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So now it was my turn to forgive my mom and start honoring who she was. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgive each other just as Christ God forgave you. Once I had truly forgiven her, I felt a freedom that I'd never felt before. I was not ashamed anymore of how she died, but instead used her death, her suicide, as a testimony to love on others and to support others. God then opened up an opportunity for me to start serving in Burden Bearing, which is a pastoral care ministry here at Watermark. And now my story became not just about myself, but about how God can redeem me and use me to love on others and support others. Now my past sins were no longer something to hide from, but something to share with others, because by the blood of Christ, those sins no longer define who I am. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Shortly after starting with Burden Bearers, I was given the opportunity to volunteer in Grief Share. My first thought was absolutely not. One of my greatest fears had come true when my mom died, and now that I was married and had a little girl, losing them became my next greatest fear. But within a day, God had once again softened my heart and showed me that his will for my life was to do this. During the last 7 years of being in Grief Share, I've grown so much in my faith, and God has given me a love and compassion for others that I never thought was possible. I've become a better husband and a better father because of the lives of so many people that have gone through these ministries, through this ministry. The ironic part is that I thought I was coming here to serve others, but little did I know that I was the one that was being served. God has also blessed me with friendships that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Who would have thought that God would take something so awful as the loss of a loved one and bring something so good out of it? We all know death is horrible and that we were not designed to handle it. My wife and I realized that once again several years ago when we had another devastating loss. But we found comfort in the Word of God, Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. In Psalms 139:16, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Even in the midst of pain, we knew that God was good. And although we didn't know why things happen the way they do, we can trust he is sovereign and that he will always be with us. Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And guys, I want to share one last thing with you real quick. A couple weeks ago, I shared a quote from Jerry Sitzer. And I want to share one more quote or one more section in his book called A Grace Disguised. And just if you weren't here, a reminder, Jerry lost his mother, his wife, and his daughter in a car accident, a head-on collision years ago. And who survived was Jerry and I think two or three of his other children. And this quote or this section has encouraged me for the last 4 or 5 years, and I hope it encourages you. Yet the grief I feel is sweet as well as bitter. I still have a sorrowful soul, yet I wake up every morning joyful, eager for what the new day will bring. Never have I felt so much pain as I have in the last 3 years, yet never have I experienced as much pleasure in simply being alive and living an ordinary life. Never have I felt so broken, yet never have I been so whole. Never have I been so aware of my weakness and vulnerability, yet never have I been so content and felt so strong. Never has my soul been more dead, yet never has my soul been more alive. What I once considered mutually exclusive, sorrow and joy, pain and pleasure, death and life, have become parts of a greater whole. My soul has been stretched. Above all, I've become aware that the power of God's grace and my need for it. My soul has grown because it has been awakened to the goodness and love of God. God has been present in my life these past 3 years, even mysteriously in the accident. God will continue to be present to the end of my life and through all eternity. God is growing my soul, making it bigger, and filling it with himself. My life is being transformed. Though I have endured pain, I believe that the outcome is going to be wonderful. And guys, for me, that's a powerful, powerful section in that book from an individual who lost 3 family members at one time. And I know we deal with hurt, pain, anger towards God. I did too. I still do. That's why I have to read my testimony, because I'll break down if I don't. I mean, it's been 10 years. But I just want to remind you guys that God is with you at all times, and he loves you, and it's okay to feel both of those feelings, to be angry, yet to be happy, and to feel like you're hopeless, and the next moment be filled with hope. And I just want to remind you that that is God pursuing you at all times. And I want to remind you, too, that you are never alone. He is always with you. His church is always with you. The body of Christ is always with you. And we are always with you to help any way we can. And we love you guys. Let me pray for us real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for just everyone in this room, from the volunteers who have had their lives transformed by grief and loss, but also by your body, Lord, through this ministry. And Lord, I want to pray for those that are just in the midst of just unimaginable pain and suffering right now, Lord. And I just want to remind them how much they're cherished and how much you love them, and that no matter how they feel in this moment, that you will always be with them, loving them and supporting them and walking beside them every step of the way. And Father, thank you for Jerry and his ministry, the way that he has demonstrated and modeled for us that even in the worst loss of our life, you can come in and do something amazing and create a ministry in a whole new direction. And I just thank you for him and what his ministry has meant to so many people. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless our time together tonight. Help us to be open with each other. Help us to love on each other. And then ultimately, Lord, just in everything we do, help us to glorify you. We love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.